Well, that must mean it's 2 o'clock, 2:07 to be precise, on a Friday afternoon, a rainy Friday afternoon. I love rainy weekend days. Not maybe every weekend day rainy, but it's been so long that I would take consecutive rainy weekend days.
Especially since the temperature's barely getting to 70 today, and it feels like, ooh, maybe we're getting to fall.
Do you use a fireplace in your home?
Yeah, we do.
Do you use a fireplace?
No, we don't have one, and I want one so bad.
Oh my gosh, it's my favorite thing about my house, is a fireplace that you hit a switch and it's on, and you just... I try to keep the house around 70 maybe during non-winter, but if I'm sitting next to the fireplace, it'll be like 80 degrees and Jared's like walking around with barely anything on, like, you have to turn the fire off, and I'm like, but it's so cozy.
Yeah, my wife wants to turn on the fireplace, not turn on, because we just have a wood burning fireplace, you can't really turn it on, but she wants that thing going pretty much when August 4th hits.
It's a mood.
Yeah, it's like, okay, now it's fall, right? No, we're still in the middle of summer.
Yeah, I'm very much a fan of the fireplace, and I'm always like inching towards like, is it time yet? Is it time yet? Can I leave the air conditioner on and the fireplace at the same time? The answer is always no.
I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to with fall is chili. I don't eat chili all summer, and then when fall hits, I'm like, let's go, baby.
Yeah.
Let's get some chili and some peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah.
Do you really eat chili and peanut butter sandwiches together?
Yeah.
I know it's a thing, but I think you're trying to speak to a certain language to people.
I am.
You're trying to pose.
But I'm posing, but I also do that. So I would have to be posing even in my private life.
When was the first time that you ate a peanut butter sandwich with chili?
I think from birth. And when I was old enough to eat chili, I was eating peanut butter sandwiches with chili. You know, we've talked about this.
I don't believe you.
You should, because... I think we've had this discussion enough falls now that we've had people write in that we've traced this over the last few years to Granite City Schools is where it started, like in the 40s and 50s.
Did you
apparently
go to Granite City Schools?
No, my dad did.
Oh.
And he made chili. He still makes chili. So I think that we've been eating it all this time, and we were maybe the early adopters.
It's a weird thing.
It is a weird thing. I'll give you that.
I can honestly tell you I have never had a peanut butter sandwich with chili.
You do need to try it.
I don't know if I do.
I'll tell you the other thing. You really need to get a chili that's not leaning toward the stew side, because the kind of thicker chilies don't work as well with a peanut butter sandwich.
It's the only way to eat chili.
No, you can get one with the famous Ohio chili.
Skyline chili.
Skyline, it's got a lot of de juice. No. I don't really know what you call it.
It's bad chili.
But that makes for better peanut butter sandwich dipping.
I'd rather just have better chili.
I'm just telling you I'm telling you the facts of life.
Rick says chili by itself. Don't need any PB&J.
I don't blame you. I'm just saying it's good.
Do you eat jelly with your peanut butter?
No.
So it's a peanut butter sandwich.
Peanut butter sandwich.
PB&J.
No, it's not PB&J.
You guys ready for Ask Us Anything?
Ready when you are.
What about when Mike Pensive is ready?
What about next question?
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
All right. The first question is going to come from, I just highlighted it, and it's about something you just said, and it's from Todd. And he says, ask me anything. Chili, beans, or no beans?
Beans all day.
Traditional chili is not supposed to have beans, but I want beans in my chili, so beans.
Wait, traditional from where?
From chili con carne.
Well, you can have meat and beans in it.
Yeah, but traditional chili is not supposed
chili
to have it.
Chili con carne is chili with meat.
That's what...
That would be chili...
Yes.
With
beans.
Meat.
That's
not,
with meat.
Not that's, chili ace carne, which is chili is meat.
But that's what chili is. That's what chili is short for, chili con carne.
Which I will go back to the con, meaning with. Mm. I don't agree.
Mm.
That'd be a Freeburg thing. You know the Great War of Freeburg and Granite City?
Great War
of
Freeburg and
Granite. I do. I caught right in the middle of it.
Yeah. Spanish-speaking Freeburg.
Yeah.
I suppose if you took the beans out of the chili, but the rest of the stuff was still in there, I'd still eat it. But chili has beans. That's why they're called chili beans.
Yeah. I'll
it's
eat
right
my,
there in the name.
Here's the thing. I don't want it with no beans, but I'll take any magical musical fruit in my chili.
How many do you have?
Any musical fruit.
Which are...
Beans.
What?
Beans.
What defines a magical fruit?
Anything that
I think
the,
it depends on the person.
Anything
I think
that
the person defines
eat.
The musical food. Yeah. Todd says con carne means with meat. Texas chili has no beans, but that's a kind of chili. I don't think that. I've never heard that chili inherently has defaults to no beans. I don't know. You said you had some good questions for the next question. What do you got?
How much does the NFL take up brain space for you throughout any given week or weekend?
Is there an answer less than zero?
There's not.
Zero.
Zero. You don't care at all. Nobody around you cares.
I mean, like, the fact that you brought it up agitates me.
Wow. So
it makes me mad.
You're actively trying to make it zero.
No, it is zero. I'm trying to find out ways to make it more zero.
Make it stay zero.
Yeah.
Okay.
Screw the NFL and Stan Kroenke.
Mine's slightly more than Annie's because I like to make fun of Dallas Cowboy fans, so I look for memes.
Wow.
So it's a little bit.
Just maybe a half a percent,
you know,
but it's just finding memes dunking on Dallas Cowboy fans.
It's not a logo. It's a rating. One star.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I just took my guys' trip with some guys that really, a couple of them are really into at
you
least
a
couple
big Broncos fan now?
No, we had nothing to do with the Broncos. But,
huge Rockies fan, though.
You know, I'm getting.
You sad
there.
About Charlie Blackman?
Did he retire? Did he leave the organization?
Retire your hat.
See, I don't know. I mean, I know he plays for the Rockies, but I don't know anything about him.
Not anymore.
I enjoyed watching them enjoy it, and I remember enjoying it. I have nothing to do with it anymore. So I almost like was lamenting the fact that. Oh, yeah, the NFL used to be kind of fun, but I have no interest.
Russell said, Annie is starting to sound like Frank with the NFL. I am. I am deranged about it. I'm very angry about it, and I'm not over it either. Woman scorned. You got a question, Brad?
Sure. Annie, how many days are till Christmas?
Gosh, a little heads up.
Well, my question is 89 days till Christmas. What are some of your favorite holiday traditions that you did while growing up?
I've talked about this many times. I always went to my grandma's house and helped her decorate for Christmas the day after Thanksgiving. We'd have Thanksgiving meal Thursday night at her house. I'd spend the night, and the next day we would dress her house for Christmas. She would always, like, we'd do as much as we could, but she would never turn the lights on outside until December 1st. And I was always like, well, why are we doing this now? So decorating with my grandma. Now I just want to decorate as much as I possibly can. Other than that, you know, like, there's something magical about Christmas church. There's something magical about going and singing the traditional Christmas carols in church while you know that there are presents waiting for you to get home. Candlelight service, I remember doing that when I was little. So those are a few.
I have a feeling that after November 5th, we are gonna need a little Christmas right this very minute.
I'm gonna have to transition quickly. And in 2020, I went hard on it. It was like, I can't do this every day.
Yeah.
I can't. And the news was changing every day. And there was an element of people, remember, pushing like, no, Trump's still gonna win. Trump's still gonna win. And I kept thinking, I'm not banking on this at all. You could go back. I think it's still up, possibly. The live stream. I stayed up till 3 a.m. that night broadcasting live by myself. Like, there were literally people on my live stream that fell asleep on the live stream. And I stayed up, and things were turning, and I'm like, I don't feel good about this. And I felt like from that moment on that it was not going to happen, and it was a drudge to move through. And so I'm going to double up on the Christmas time. Even if Trump wins, I'm not prepared emotionally for him to win. I am constantly in preparation for him to lose emotionally, just so that I'm ready. But if he wins, this country is, I think they're gonna be some very visibly unhappy people about it.
Yeah, I just don't get the sense that there's a contingent of people that are gonna just shrug and just go home. Okay, Trump won. I will say that we are not above you getting on our live stream and just falling asleep. Like, we prefer that you listen.
Well, I mean, like, they were They were on the screen with. They were part of the show, which is different.
Oh.
When I was having conversations with people, and I'm like, I think they're asleep. I guess I'll just keep talking.
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's because you were at Disney World.
Accidentally. Because we planned that trip in May, and then COVID destroyed it.
You rescheduled your trip for Election Day.
Yeah, we did.
And you didn't realize until...
like the week before.
Like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be gone on Election Day.
Yeah. Crazy year.
Next question.
I do have one more. And I wrote this before we had the caller who mentioned it. I want credit for it. Which Trump item would you be most inclined to buy?
I'd wear sneakers.
They're $400.
So wait, do I have to...
You got to buy them.
Oh, yeah. I'm not buying them.
Which one would you be most inclined if somebody said, you have to buy one
of
those?
A hat. I've bought a hat from them.
No, no. It's got to be between the ones that he's released recently.
Can you give me all of the parameters before I answer the question, please?
I will. And this can be the poll for Monday, too. Would it be the sneakers, the coins, the Bibles, or the digital trading cards?
How much does the coin cost? Like 30, 40 bucks? Is that the cheapest one?
Mm-hmm.
That one.
Okay, fine. I see your priorities.
I don't want to buy. I'm not spending any of that money.
Yeah.
Brad.
Yeah, I'm buying the coin too because it's the cheapest one.
If it's got a head and a tail, if I ever start volleyball officiating again, I'd flip it.
I was going to say the coin too, but not because it was the cheapest, because I thought it was the coolest of the four.
Donald Trump's coin should have a head, which should be Donald Trump's head, yeah. And then a tail, which is... his opponent.
And it does have real silver in it, which means if Kamala wins, it'll go up in price.
I like
so you're kind of hedging
like,
your bets.
I was going to say, I like the hedge.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Bobo says, if you could only eat one color of food for the rest of your life, what color would it be? Ryan?
Probably brown. I like meat. That's usually brownish. Buns are kind of brown. Bread is brownish.
I bet your buns aren't brown.
After every night I go home.
Tan your buns.
He browns them.
I go for a bronzing.
Bronzing.
But since we're talking colors.
You still have that tanner for me. You're just doing your butt. It's like the reverse farmer's tan. And it's a secret. Yeah. Nobody knows.
I only tan under my clothes.
So you feel better about yourself when you get in the shower.
I wear reverse clothing. I wear just sleeves out to the beach. Yeah, chocolate. See, brown. Chocolate is brown. And I'm trying to think of other things that are kind of brown. But I'm a big, big fan of eating the brown. Give me a hot brown.
Brad.
It's the same.
You're brown?
I was thinking about, yeah, I was like, what color is hamburger and steak? Brown.
It's brown.
I would like to say green because I think that's the most healthy, but I don't think that you can get enough...
K-A-O-Z.
It's the Green New Deal. I don't think you can eat enough green to sustain a healthy habit. I might say white.
Egg yolk.
No.
Yogurt is...
Yogurt.
Egg white. Yeah. Ice cream.
Ice cream. What color is that?
Brown.
Oh, that's brown, huh?
You gotta take the icing out of the oatmeal
cream
pie.
Yeah, you gotta take it out of the package.
All right, we'll take more of your questions when we come back on Next Question here on The Annie Fry Show. So stick around, get on The Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote. We want to know what you think about the poll today, which is, when should parents talk to their underage children about elections and candidates? What do you think? High school? Middle school? Anytime or never? Annie Fry YouTube channel. Come say hi in the live chat. Vote. Leave a comment. Leave a question. We'll be right back.